What's good, y'all? Your boy Brandon back again. Another episode of the On Run Podcast, man. This week in the studio, we have Chavez of Buzz and Baddie.
What's up, y'all? Thank you for having me, man.
Absolutely, man. Thank you for giving us your time.
Of course, of course.
Before we go on, though, we got to give a shout out to Cease and Euro, man, of Board Printing, because basically the ones that facilitated all this.
Yeah, shout out to them, bro.
Shout out to them, man. They be holding it down for the city. Always showing love, always supporting small businesses, small creators like ourselves. And that's actually where we met. I was at the shop trying to get some stuff for the new studio, and you were in there, and then Cease introduced us, man. And I was like, man, that's such a dope story. I'd love to have that on the podcast. So here we are.
Yeah, we're here, man. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So talk to us about how different is it, because you're from Hawaii. Like, right. What part of Hawaii did you grow up in?
I grew up in Kauai. Okay. Yeah, Wailua. It's like a small.
Shout out to all our people over there.
Yeah, but man, just being up here is, you know, way more opportunities, just better food, better everything, man. I just miss, like, the beaches and all that, but other than that, bro, I love it up here.
Yeah. How different is the lifestyle, would you say, from living in Hawaii compared to living, I guess, in Las Vegas?
Just out here is way faster. I feel like everyone out here is more focused on, you know, business and, like, trying to get ahead in life. I'm not saying that people back home are not, you know what I mean? But I feel like people back home are more just laid back, kind of enjoying what they have, and they're happy with what they have, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's just way faster out here. But like I said, the opportunity-wise is crazy out here, man.
For sure. And, like, growing up, did you always think you were going to start a clothing brand? Or, like, what was the plan? Like, how did that come about?
No, man, that was... I enjoyed making things, like, but I never thought I would, like, you know, make my own brand or anything. But I started this about a year ago when I was in college. I was studying architecture first semester, bro. You know, I was like heavy into that 4.0, like, boom.
Then you had a 4.0?
Yeah, I was on the dean's list and everything, bro. And like,
so people can't tell you, like, oh, you're just doing it because you're
I tried at least one semester, bro. Yeah. And my second semester, I went back and, I paid for my own tuition. Then I just saw them. I don't know, bro. I was like, I just started watching, like, YouTube videos and, like, I don't know. It just somehow happened. And I made my first design. I think I made, like, 50 shirts. I sold 50 shirts. And I was like, oh. Okay, you know what I mean? And at the time, that day, I think I sold all 50 shirts, and I was like, bro, this is like 2 weeks of work back home, you know what I mean? And I was like, shoot. And then I just kept grinding, grinding designs, just working on, you know, just trying to grow the brand. And yeah, I went back home. I finished that semester. I probably failed every single class. Went back home, and I was like, bro, I don't know if I'm going to go back. I don't know if I can do this, you know? And just, yeah, that whole second semester, I was thinking to myself, like, bro, I can't do this for 5 more years, you know? And, like, I did my first big drop that summer. We did pretty good, and I was like, yeah, this is it. I'm not going back. And then I just started pursuing this full time.
And so, well, I guess, where did you go to college for that?
Woodbury in Burbank.
Okay.
Yeah, LA. It's like,
so I guess what kind of preceded you to kind of make that big step to go from, hey, I'm Hawaii local, then going to Burbank for college, and then I don't know, you're like, you know what, this summer I'm going to take it on, and now you're here in Vegas.
Right.
Now, what made you go to California in the first place?
You just know wanted what to is taste weird, bro? This is pretty crazy too, how it all panned out. So I was born in Kauai, and I moved to Maui, right, from my 7th grade to junior year, then I moved back to Kauai, and I graduated high school there. And then I was like, I wanted to do architecture, and I learned it through like a art class. We were doing like 3-point perspective drawing, and I was like, oh, this is cool. And then I started taking like architect classes and all that. And then, bro, I literally just searched up architect schools, bro. The first one popped up. I was like, yep, that's where I'm going.
That's it.
I did that my sophomore year, which is crazy. That's
good research.
Yeah.
Just Googled it. First result.
Try to improve it.
My sophomore year, I applied. I got in, and I was like, yep, that's where I'm going, bro.
If it's first result on Google, it's got to be good.
It's got to be good. Shout out
Jeff. Shout out Google,
bro. It was 4.5 stars with 400 reviews.
Shout out Google. Yeah. That shit, they were lying, bro. That shit was ass, bro.
Yeah. But like, how different is it island to island? Because I've been to Hawaii one time, and I mean, I did travel between islands, so I kind of know, like, visually it's different, but like, what about lifestyle? What about the people? Like, is it very different if you go from one island to another one?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I feel like Kauai, where I'm from, and Big Island, is pretty much, you know, like, more country, like, laid back and not so much city-like, but as compared to, like, Oahu, over there is, like, you know, the city life. It's basically, like,
all the howlies there.
Mainland. Nah, over there is more, like,
the tourists, right? Like,
that's yeah, where, that's yeah, true. Yeah, 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 it depends where you go, though. Yeah. Like, you know, like,
but anywhere. Yeah, because that's, it's, yeah, it's very drastic, because you have, like, all, like, the popular, like, Waikiki Beach, all that. Yeah, that's where, like, all the tourists are. And then you drive, like, 2 miles out, and it's, like, green. Like, it's, not country, but, for sure. Yeah, it's
crazy. And then you got Maui, which is, like, a perfect blend between, like, country and, you know, like, that's why I like Maui. Maui's dope.
Yeah. But I've been to the Big Island once, and, man, that was a trip.
Yeah.
Because, like, I stayed in Honolulu, right, so, like, a few days, and then we were going to the Big Island. And I was like, it can't be that different. But you land, right? And we were going to get a rental car. Long story short, there was like, because this was during COVID. Mm-hmm. Long story short, there was like a big line in the airport. So by the time we got to the airport, it was dark. Yeah. And when you drive in Hawaii, like, there's no street lights. And then the trees and everything is so dense that you can't see anything. Yeah. Like, light just, there's no light there. So unless you're from there, you know the streets, like, you're fucked.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, that night, it took us like an hour to get to the Airbnb because I was like, where the fuck are we? We're in Jurassic Park, for real.
Yeah, bro. But yeah, the islands is just, it's crazy how different they all are, you know? Yeah.
And what about, like, Vegas? Obviously, there's a lot of Hawaiians here, but.
Oh, yeah, Vegas. I know why they call it the ninth island now, but I probably meet somebody, like, every day from Hawaii, you know what I mean? But
have you met anybody that, like, is, like, from the same area you are that you're like, oh, shit, what the fuck are you doing here?
I never did. I got my homies. They all from the same place. But other than that, nah, most people I meet, they're from, like, Oahu. Mm. Yeah.
Did your homies also move out with you?
They moved. They moved maybe 1 or 2 years before me. So they've been out here for a while already. Mm. But, yeah, I was pretty much all my friends I grew up with, they're all out here at UNLV or working out here. And I was, like, one of the last ones to come out. We still got a few missing, but they're planning to move here soon.
They won't come out, yeah.
Yeah, eventually, you know, they'll make it eventually.
And, like, starting the brand, obviously, you're moving to a whole new city. You have no, like, I mean, you have friends, but you don't have family here. You don't have that support. You don't know, like, oh, where's a good print shop? What's all that?
Right.
How did you end up meeting, like, Cece and Yuri? And how did you get, like, settled here in Las Vegas?
So I've been doing business with C's. September makes 1 year. I came to visit last year. I came to visit my friends at UNLV, and we threw like a little like a party in their apartment, and we made like this poster. It's like this big like ass poster, and it says like Buds and Baddies. And one of my friends actually, he was making shirts too at the time. And he got a couple samples from C's, and he was telling me about him. So I ordered the poster from C's. We picked it up, and I didn't really talk to them. Like, I just picked up the poster, whatever. And then I went back home, and I started getting samples from them. And then, yeah, we were just from there. And then we kept doing production. And then I moved out here. I was like, it's way more convenient. Shipping to Hawaii is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Time is crazy. Yeah, yeah. I think the last drop that made me, like, I gotta move was, like, I forget what drop it was, but, bro, it took, like, 2 months to get the inventory.
Damn.
And I had people, like, DMing me, like, where's my shit at? And I'm like, bro, I'm sorry. Like, what do you want me to do, you know? But, yeah, just, it's way easier now being out here. You know, I can go to the shop, like, every day. Like, I want a sample. I can get it that day. You know what I mean?
Or at least talk to them.
Yeah, talk to them.
I feel like it's very, designing is very hands-on. Like, I don't have that much experience just from the stuff that we get for here, whether it's stickers, shirts, merch, whatever. But it's such a hands-on experience where you want to see the colors in person.
Right.
You're like, do these colors make sense? How big is this really going to look on a shirt?
Yeah.
That kind of stuff, you know? And it's hard to eyeball that when you're just starting.
Yeah, for sure. And for, like, samples, too. Like, when I wanted a sample, I would send it to him, they'll make it, but then I'd have to wait for shipping. So, like, that takes too long, you know? Like, I was wanting to do drops, but I'd have to wait to get the sample in to do, like, pictures and stuff. But by that time, like, 2 weeks have gone by, you know what I mean? And yeah. I haven't done, like, anything.
But, yeah. How would you describe your brand? Like, the... How do you model it? How do you tailor? Like, if you had to just have one sentence to describe your brand, what would it be?
I would... Honestly, like, a mix between streetwear and, like... I would say it's streetwear, but with, like, a hoy twist on it. Like, you know, that was, like, my whole goal starting this. Like, back home, I feel like this is no diss to any hoy brand. But, like, I feel like everybody's stuff is, like, you know, the same, like, same basic ideas. And I'm just, like, super, like, heavily influenced by, like, streetwear and, like, old school hip-hop and all that. So I was, like, what if I can bring this back but just add, like, what I know, you know, like a hoy twist to it. Like, I know people will also like back home.
Right.
And that's pretty much what I base my designs off of. Is
yeah, because Hawaii has, like, it's unique, right? It's part of America, yeah. It's part of the U.S., but it has its own culture.
Yeah.
Has its own slang, has its own, like, yes. Everything.
Talking in pidgin?
Yeah. Teach us some words. What if we got to Hawaii, like, what do we have to know?
One word... which I know you sick was back home, we're trying to make these people say, but it's boto. But people be saying, like, it's dolphin, and it's not dolphin.
What does it mean?
It's basically your private part. Like, people, yeah, it's that word. There's a lot of other words that is just, like, what else words? Like, some words they'll try to make. Oh, what else? Bro, there's a lot of words that is just, like, crazy that can't really say on here, but, yeah.
We'll get in trouble.
Yeah, we're going to get in trouble.
Shout out to Hawaii.
Yeah, y'all are wild.
Real quick, Travis, I just kind of want to circle back, but how old are you, actually?
I'm 20.
So 20 years old?
20 years old.
And you started Buds and Baddies? Where did Buds and Baddies come from? To kind of end the name?
Random, bro. I was in... college, and yeah, we were fucking smoking one time, and we had like pictures of us wearing beanies, like, over our eyes with, like, joints in our mouth, and then I made, like, a poster, and it was called, like, Buds and Beanies or something like that. And I think later that night we were still just designing stuff, and I was just, like, lying down looking at the ceiling, and I was like, bro, what about Buds and Baddies? And then, like, just from there I took that name and just ran with it, you know what I mean?
What was your first design? Like, what was the first thing that was actually branded Buds and Baddies?
My first design, like, it was the first 50 shirts I made. It was, like, it was super, like, streetwear, surprisingly. Like, it was, like, an eye, and then I think I put, like, a quote, like, I love when I get lost in your eyes or some shit like that. It was super, like, streetwear, but...
It was romantic streetwear.
Yeah, it was weird, bro. But it sold. Like, I sold. There you go. It sold, you know, but, like... Yeah. Whoever has this shirt, bro, you're ruined. Because that was the first shirt.
And what were the brands that, I guess, what brands were popular in Hawaii when you were growing up?
Growing up, for sure, Farmer's Market, Hoy's Finest popping in now. What else brands? It's not really so much local brands, but it's like Volcom, Quicksilver, you know, like most of the surfing brands. Right now... I would say Hoy's Finest is probably the biggest one right now. He's killing it, dude.
What about, like, inspirations for your brand? What brands, like?
For me, Stussy.
Stussy, yeah.
Supreme, you know, all of, like, the dope streetwear brands. Like, yeah, that's what really influenced me.
Yeah, it almost feels like that era kind of died a little bit, though. And it's kind of sad because they had such a long run. And what would you say was the end of it all?
Hellstar. Like, all these newer upcoming streetwear brands, like, you know.
But why do you think they killed the old ones?
I don't know, bro. I want that shit back, you know. Like, I feel like that's doper than, like, what we got now, you know, like the scamming, like, ATL, you know? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
No, like, no diss to them all, but it's exactly, like, all no of them, bro. Like, it's like Gallery, Hellstar. Like, it's like, it doesn't feel like It feels like it's just like, you know, if you're scamming,
as iconic.
Yeah, it's like if you got a Hellcat, you wear that.
Yeah, and exactly. It's like, yeah, like, you know, Spider.
Exactly, like, yeah. But it's like the old stuff felt like it was for everybody.
Yeah.
It's like, you know.
I felt like before too, like, it was more like for culture and like they really like were like, you know, proud of what they made. Like now I feel like they're just doing it for like the quick buck. Money, you know, yeah, what I'm saying? Money, like, yeah. Which is like, yeah, I understand it, but like I miss, yeah, you know, like that old culture. That was dope.
Yeah. And like what I fuck with, cause I looked at like your designs and stuff through your Instagram and website and stuff. What I fuck with your brand for is like, it feels like very authentic. It feels like very like grounded in like you, it's not just for the money. It's like, okay, this is mixing my passion, which my like for my love for like old streetwear styles with Hawaiian culture, with like just I guess your personality, whatever you think is cool, and that's what people fuck with because it's so authentic.
Yeah, like I'll always take pride, you know, like in everything I make, like even down to like the Instagram post, like if it's not like how I want it, I'm like, bro, I'm not posting it, you know what I mean? And like, yeah, I just take pride in like, you know, it's like something I built from the ground up. So, and like you said, it's stuff that I enjoy. I was brought up on, you know what I mean? And like, I know a lot of people back home will relate to it because we're brought up on the same thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, I just want to make dope shit that never been made before for everybody back home and for me, you know what I mean? Like exactly. What I love, you know?
Yeah. And the thing about it is it reminds me so much of like, you know how people in America fuck with like Japanese culture or like Japanese products, like whether it's electronics or like anime and all that shit.
The Japanese tattoos.
Yeah, Japanese tattoos, all that. It's like, it's dope. And Hawaii has that same feel. It's like, we might, like, I don't know shit about growing up in Hawaii, but if I see a shirt, I'm like, oh, that shit is dope.
Right.
Like Hawaii has that culture that really, like, you fuck with it. It's badass, you know?
And I was even talking to Yura about this, but TNC was like a Hawaii company before.
Yeah.
But he was just saying, like, how he grew up in L.A. and, like, he was rocking that shit, you know, which is dope. Like, it's mixing the cultures of, like, you know, like, streetwear in Hawaii, which is, like, what I want to try to bring back, you know what I'm saying? Exactly,
yeah. And how many people work on a brand with you? Or, like, how many people work on your team?
So, for, like, design-wise, I got me and one of my friends, Renzo. He helps me out with a lot of, like, camera work and, like, pictures and stuff. And then I got maybe about like 6 or 7 of my close friends that help me with like packing and all that stuff. But they all back home. So right now, bro, it's just me. I'm sorry. You guys' orders are taking forever. It's just me. I'm trying. I'm trying, bro.
But he's grinding 24/7.
I'm trying, guys. I'm sorry, bro.
One man army.
Yeah.
And that's crazy because like a lot of the bigger brands, like they have dozens of people for everything, right? So just running one person must be ahead.
I'm just like, I want to make a team, and you know, I feel like I need to soon, but it's just like hard letting new people in. So that's why I want it, like, to be my homies, but they go back home for like summer, and you know what I mean? Like, but when they're all here, like, shit moves fast. You know what I'm saying?
Like, but like, man, I wish this could be for
this summer is like, damn, bro, when are y'all coming back? You know, like,
And I like resonate with that because even just running this place, right, or running our podcast, whether it be the podcast or the studio, it feels like you know exactly what you want,
right?
But it's hard to communicate that to other people, and you're like, I know I could save time if I let them do it, but it won't be exactly how I want it.
Exactly, for sure. And like,
but there's one thing I think, I don't know if it's part of the 80-20 rule, but they say like, as long as they can get it at least 80% to where you would get it, you kind of have to sacrifice it so you can scale up. And I know it's hard for us to let go of that, but it's like, you know, sometimes you have to, and then eventually they'll pick it up. And then once everybody, like you said, once everybody's here locked in, it just feels like, man, like we're going to, there's nothing we can't do.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And like, just my thing is like letting new people in is just, they're not going to take as much pride as I do. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly,
like when it comes down to like just grinding, you know what I mean? But that's why like when my homies, they understand it, like they grind with me, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I just want to keep like my team, the people I grew up with, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
And, like, it's just hard because they're not here, but it's all good.
And so I think me and you were talking a little bit before we started recording, and you had mentioned that you had sent out 200 orders yesterday.
Yeah.
And all of them got sold. Did you pack all those yourself?
So recently, because before I used to get the shirts from C's, I had to fold and pack every single shirt. And the last 2 drops we did were like 1,000+ shirts. And I'm like, bro, I'm not folding this. So I'm paying them more now to like pack and fold it. But those I sent, it's not too bad just because it's just the shirts and I can throw them in a box and just tape them up and ship them out in one big box.
Yeah.
But like last month we did our big drop. I think we had like 700 orders. So I did most of that, but I had some help from my friends at home. So helps a lot. But yeah, dude, it's a good problem to have, you know?
Yeah, for sure. It means you're moving in the right direction.
Yeah.
Who are some of the most famous Hawaiians, like, right now? I feel like Hawaii is having, like, a revival almost. Yeah. They had, like, an era where they were popping, and then it kind of went to sleep a little bit. But now it's, like, yeah. Hawaii. It feels like Hawaii's back.
I'd say, like, Tamua. He's a comedian. A lot of comedians. Like, yeah. How's This Guy? Who else we got? Like, Brentren Rock. He's always been popping, bro. Who else we got?
Off top, for me, Max Holloway.
Max Holloway, yeah, exactly. No,
that's true. Yeah. Like, did you watch that, his last fight?
Yeah, dude, that shit was
crazy. That's like some straight up Hawaiian shit. Yeah. What he did, like, that, Max to Hawaii's me, that's man. Like it, like a straight depiction of what Hawaii is. Just like a badass motherfucker who's gonna stand in the middle of the ring, throw them things, and he fucking put Justin Gaethje to sleep.
Yeah, bro. Who else we got? It's just a bunch of, like, influencers that's, you know, like, popping off now, which is dope.
And you.
I'm on the list. There. I'm getting there, bro.
You slowly. TikTok famous yet?
Nah. That's the thing, too. Like, all with all this, I don't even, like, want no fame. Like, I just want to do me, you know, and just build the brand. Like, so I've been, people are just like, yeah, bro.
You know what's crazy is, like, that makes people want to know about you more.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Like, it's so, because like, that's how it used to be when, now it became the era of, like, whoever's the designer has to be like marketing themselves and right. they're the face. But before it used to be where nobody really knew who they were. And exactly. It's like, oh, they did an interview on this magazine and you would read it and it wouldn't even be a video. You wouldn't hear their voice or anything. Yeah. We were just like, oh, I know that was them and stuff.
That's how it was for like the first couple months. Like I never post no videos of my face or nothing. But then I was talking with my friend and I was like, bro, if we're going to scale up, we gotta start, you know, making reels and
do some TikTok dances.
Yeah, you know, and like I was like, all right, I'll do it, but
sorry, twerking.
Yeah, but yeah, like it was funny. I went back to Maui like a couple weeks ago, and it was just like I went to the store that we're in to drop off stuff, and these guys like spin back around. They're like, "Oh, you own Buds and Maddie's, right?" And I was like, "Yeah, bro, that's me." But like, you know, it's like.
Some chill shit.
Yeah, it's like
no big deal. That's me.
No big deal, little guy.
But like to me, it's not like I'm better than you. You know what I mean? Like, bro, I'm still the same local boy you are. I just have this now. You know?
Yeah.
Nothing changes the fact where we came from or like what's, you know, like we're still the same, bro. Like, you know what I mean? And yeah, I'm just always like, you know, forever humble about it.
Have you ever like been out and you seen someone wearing your shirt but they didn't know who you were?
Yeah, it happens like not often, but I would say happens a couple times and I'm just like, that's dope. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you've genuinely fucked with the brand.
And,
Because
I can imagine it's like, imagine you were the owner of Nike and the first person you went outside and just like, everybody has fucking Nikes on. Yeah. Like you probably feel like the man, you know? So like having your own brand and having people, especially like where you're from, rep it probably means like so much.
Yeah,
right?
It does, bro. Like, the support, too, is crazy. Thank you to all you guys. Seriously. Like, that's one thing I can say about Hawaii, though, is, like...
they're right behind you.
Yeah, they'll support you. They will. And, yeah. The community's, like, always tight, you know? They always support you, got your back, whatever. And that's one dope thing, like, super tight-knit, you know?
Yeah. What's the next move, I guess, for you? What's on the horizon for you? In terms of like designs, projects, events, like what are you looking at in the next few months?
Next few months, this week Friday, I go back home I got a pop-up and a truck cruise. I fly back up to Vegas late in July. And then I think that same week, I got to fly back right back to Maui. Got another pop-up. Late July. And then late August, we're planning on throwing a back-to-school bash for you UNLV students. Come through. Stay tuned for that.
There you go.
And, yeah, we're just trying to, you know, just network and just definitely a lot more events coming soon as the months go by. Like, what I want to try and do now is, like, get it to where I can drop maybe, like, once or twice a month. And then the rest of the month, just go out and do events, you know what I mean? And just make limited shirts for those events and just network. Just dope.
So are you focusing on, like, how many items, I guess, per drop do you have when you drop once a month?
So I do it pre-orders. So it's pretty much different every drop. But these last two drops, we did over 1,000 pieces.
But, like, I don't mean in terms of, like, items. I guess I meant, like, designs.
Oh, designs? Yeah. We'll do, like, this last drop, we had two different designs.
So that'll be, like, two t-shirts?
Yeah, or three. Three different shirts.
Only three shirts or three designs, 1,000 orders. It's crazy.
Yeah, the last drop we did was just two different designs, and over 1,000 orders.
Damn.
1,000 pieces, actually.
Any new designs that you're working on currently?
Oh, yeah, we got a lot. We pretty much got this whole year planned out, but I'm just working with Euro. Euro's dope, dude. Yeah, like, his designs is crazy. So I'm just trying to work with him and just bring the ideas I have to life, you know, but we definitely got some heat coming for you, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there something that's, like, on your mind that you haven't been able to figure out yet, but you really want to put out?
Yeah. You ever seen, like, those Freakin' Nick shirts? Like, those old-school Atlanta shirts?
Yeah.
Like that, but I want to do it with, like, Tacomas and, like, local people. You know what I mean? Like, just Hawaii culture. But I could never figure out how to, like, draw that shit and, like, and then me and Euro, he's amazing where he does it. And we just made one for this truck cruise, like, last week. It was for a collab with one of these guys back home. But, yeah, he drew it out, and I seen it on the shirt, and I was like, holy shit. Like, I wanted to do this from the start, you know? Yeah. Like, and one thing I would want to really do, too, is streetwear, like, old school streetwear, just like actual streetwear, but I feel like to do that I'd have to like branch off somehow, you know what I mean? Like just, but as of right now, what we got going is good, but probably eventually streetwear is what I want to like.
Yeah, seems like it's good problems to have. It's like you have a lot of options in front of you. Yeah,
super blessed, but. Yeah, bro, just trying to network and just grow, you know?
Who are some of the, like, the, I don't know, whether it be most famous or, like, the coolest people you've met so far since you've started the brand?
C's. Yeah, C's. Who else did I meet? Just not even, like, famous people, bro. Like, everybody that I meet that supports, they're all cool as hell, you know what I mean? Like, everyone that supports is dope. Sneaker Con. Miles Bridges bought from us.
No shit.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And we were like, because my homies play basketball, and I don't even know who the fuck he was.
Don't say that.
Don't say that.
He's not going to buy again.
I was just kidding, bro. But you know
how. My mind's be joking.
I don't really be watching like sports like that. You feel me? Yeah. So like, my friends was like, damn, bro, that's Miles Bridges. And I was like, bro, he must be somebody, you know? And then it was dope because like, he came to the table first and he bought from us first. Mm-hmm. Like, and I was like, damn. And then so we just hooked him up after that, you know what I mean? But like he was one I think we were talking to one of my friend's cousins. He said this guy named Chef Sheldon, he's like a chef from Hawaii, but he was on like episodes of like Gordon Ramsay and shit. Oh, but he said he bought a shirt for him. We got a couple singers like Vehile, she's like a local artist. She was like supporting from the beginning. Yeah, bro, just everybody that supports is dope, you know what I'm saying?
We gotta get Max Holloway in a shirt.
Yeah, for sure. That's what that too is something that we're trying to, is like influencers in our stuff, but like,
especially because it's UFC so big in Vegas, and now you're here in Vegas, plus the Hawaii ties, like it just makes sense.
Yeah, but the hard thing is just like the vibe is, we can't find anybody that matches the vibe. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's the hardest part we have right now, just trying to find somebody that like matches. You know,
but you can also look at it as a good thing because that means you're unique. So right, eventually, which is what I think most of the old brands used to do, is like, you don't match your clothing brand vibe to the people. Eventually, your brand grows big enough that the people match their vibe to your clothing brand. They're like, oh, yeah, like, I rock Stussy or I rock Supreme or I rock this because, and then, like, you start listening to the same music that kind of vibes with that. You know what I mean? And that's how, at least that's how I remember it, like, growing up and stuff.
Yeah, that's facts.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, like, even collab-wise, we haven't really...
Is there anybody that you would want to collab with?
Supreme?
Stussy? Stussy. That would be dope. But other than that, like... I just, you know...
Just staying in your own lane.
I just like doing my... Oh, we got one collab, I think, coming up. Maybe, might not. I don't know. Can't say too much. But the store we're in, 808 All Day, they're like a... They've been around for a while, too, because I was in, like, middle school going into that store and buying shirts from them, and, like, now we're in there. We might collab, you know? Yeah, I'm like, damn, it's like a full circle, you know? But, yeah, them for sure. Stussy. Who else, man? No one else, really. I mean, like, you know, just kind of, like, do my own thing, you know, just try to make my name for myself, like on my own, you know.
Yeah. What about people out here in Vegas? Like, have you talked to getting into any of the stores out here, or is it mostly Hawaii for right now?
Mostly Hawaii for now. I haven't really like talked to anyone
about getting. Would you like to get your stuff in?
Yeah, for sure. But the only thing I'm kind of hesitant right now is just because like I'm in the process of trying to open a storefront out here. So hopefully that happens soon. We're just like trying to work out, you know, like the back end of things. But I feel like once I can open that store and like kind of just make like a home base, you know what I mean, and like somewhere people come visit and like we can, you know, like just vibe out, like I feel like that would be good for sure. But I'm just trying to get my stuff in like one store on every island. So like Oahu and Big Island we still need. So any stores out there, let's talk some numbers, man. Let's do this, you know?
Yeah, for sure. So when you open your storefront out here, are you looking at for it to just be your brand, or would it be like a boutique where you carry other brands, or would it be like have sneakers in there? Like what would it be?
Definitely a boutique. You know, I'll try, like if you have a small brand from Hawaii, bro, reach out and can talk, you know. I'll definitely be happy to carry your stuff, you know. Like I got I've been talking to one of these boys from where I'm from, Kauai, and like I've been trying to help him out, you know, like just trying to help each other out.
That's dope.
But like honestly, any smaller brands, like I would be super down to carry and just like help out, you know.
That's fire. I feel like that shows like the local support. And because a lot of people are selfish and they gatekeep it. Like, I'm the only one from here, you know? And they try to suppress everybody else. That's dope, though.
But, like, what I learned, bro, if you like that, you don't grow, dude. Like, nah, nobody wants to work with you, bro. You got to, like, network, you know? That's one thing I learned definitely moving up here, too. Because, not going to lie, before I was kind of like that, you know? Like, but then I moved out here and I started talking to people and just networking. And ever since then, it just grew, you know? So, like, just talking story, you know, like goes a long way. Like this, like I met you at the print shop. And we talked for like what, good like 20 minutes. And now we're here. You know what I mean?
Here, but
it's just networking, you know.
Exactly. And I feel like like the more people you know, like the more opportunities you make for yourself, because you never know. Like not even just to be on some like, oh, how could I use this person shit, but it's like you'd really never know. Like, oh, this person might open this door for me. He might introduce me to this person, or I don't know. Like, it's just crazy because even starting this, like, I would have never met Cease. I would have never met Yurio. I would have never met you. I would have never met, like, a lot of people. And sometimes I sit down and I think about it. I'm like, man, like, this thing really did change my life.
Yeah. So, and just, bro, just networking. Crazy. And I feel like just feel like once you build a strong relationship, just staying loyal, and you know, like that goes a long way too, because the connection is just way tighter, you know. You help each other out, like you can hook each other up, you know, like exactly. I just feel like just networking and just staying, being a good person, bro, honestly.
Nah, like, yeah, for real, because there's a lot of people out there that are just fucking shiesty ass people.
Yeah, just trifling, you know what I mean? Like what they can get out of this situation, exactly, you feel me? Bro. Like, damn, bro, doesn't hurt to give too, you know?
Exactly. Like, yeah. Where, when, like, what's the timeline on being able to open up that storefront out here?
I would say like 2 to 3 months.
So before the end of the year?
Oh, yeah, before the end of the year, for sure.
Dang. And after you get that done, I guess, how would you want to scale up?
Just keep networking. Just keep doing what I'm doing right now, but try to... I feel like to scale up, I would have to, like, do better in, like, online orders and, like... But that's one thing... I was saying too, like the event and going out and meeting new people, like it's not just expanding through social media. It's like in person and doing events. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but honestly, like just keep going and see where it goes, you know? Like,
yeah.
I feel like also building a team would help a lot scale up just because we could drop more, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
But as of right now, bro, I'm just... taking it all in, you know, just like this last year has been crazy, you know.
Yeah. I mean, just to remind people, like, you're 20, so yeah. It's like you can't even drink yet,
yeah.
You have to be in charge of all these things, probably like learning about credit and getting a lease and getting like, all these things. Like, me and Cease were talking about it a little earlier. He's like, yeah, he's like, I talked to him, and then he's like, I have to remember that he's 20 years old. Like,
yeah,
it is. It's a lot, you know? Like, it's like, those are the things that college doesn't teach you. Yeah. But it's like,
exactly.
Yeah,
like, exactly all that, like, all that back end and, like, paying taxes and credit and, like, bro, I'm like, fuck. Like, I just want to make cool shit and get paid, you know? I'm and, exact like, network, way. Bro. But, like, that's where I really got to, like, start dialing in, too, is, like, that back end is, like, crazy, bro.
I'm the exact. Anything with paperwork or applications, I hate it. Like, there's so much money that I've lost, or like so many times I've just fucked up, and then I end up regretting it. But it's like, I don't want to fucking read that form. Just fucking sign it here and take it,
bro. But I just need to learn, honestly, about all that stuff, because like you figure, bro. Like last year, I was just working, you know, like working and going out and like partying every night, like, and then now this year I gotta deal with like taxes and legal stuff. Is like, damn, bro, I never learned this shit before. You know,
where were you working?
At this restaurant called Duke's.
You were like a server?
I used to run food. And I'm not like a busser, but shout out to everybody that works at Duke's. Bro, we got like pretty much the whole island that used to work there. So it was like, it wasn't,
what kind of food was it?
It was like it was honestly more food targeted more to like tourist people.
Mm.
Yeah, because like where the restaurant is kind of like a touristy area.
And that's in LA.
Nah, this was back in Kauai. Oh, in Kauai. Okay, yeah. Okay. But yeah, I worked there from like my senior year up until like last year. And I was just like, you know what's crazy, bro? I was doing the business while working there. And like I would do drops, and I would make like, from my house to the restaurant was probably like 5-10 minutes. I would open the site. By the time I work, I made like 10 grand in sales. And I'm like walking into work and I'm like, bro,
what am I doing?
About to make 120 bucks.
Yeah, I'm about to make 120 bucks today, busting my ass. And I'm like in work, just like, bro, I don't give a fuck. If I could get fired, you know? Like,
yeah.
But then I eventually moved to Hilo after that. So I was on Quad and I moved to Hilo. And the last day I worked there, like from that day on, I told myself, bro, you need to lock in, because I was like, I'm not working another job after this. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to do this shit full time, you know? Right. So then I started just like really grinding it. And yeah, now moved up here. And
what do you do for fun out here? Because it's so different from Hawaii. Like, yeah. I guess the main difference is that we don't have a beach. And I always tell people, like, if Vegas had a beach, it would low-key be the best city. Like, why would you leave? Like, yeah, we'd have everything here. But, yeah, what do you do for fun?
Stay indoors.
Just stay in there. Especially right now, bro. Stay indoors. It's hot as hell, bro. But, yeah, just work, really. Like, design shit. I mean, to me, it's fun, you know? Like, just seeing my designs come to life. But, I mean, me and my homies just found this lake about, like, an hour and a half away from here. And what's that's, like, Nelson's Landing.
Oh yeah, jumping off the cliff.
Yeah, yeah, that's the closest we got to home. So I mean, we'll go out there like every once. Yeah, it's
for everyone that doesn't know, if you're watching from Hawaii, the closest, the only thing it has in common is water. Like,
yeah, honestly, yeah.
Like Hawaii is so much better. Yeah, yeah. But
bro, we went there for the first time, and I like seen all the trash and stuff, and I was like, bro, this is crazy. Like,
it used to be better, but, like, there was just no trash. But, like, yeah, now it's just
We were there, and we'd see, like, literally people had their tents. They brought their tents. They would leave, fucking just grab the tent and throw that shit to the side and just leave. And I'm like, damn, bro, that's that's wild. You know, like, jeez, just trashing the place you come to, you know. Like, it makes no sense, bro.
Do you miss any food from back home, or like, what do you miss the most, I guess, besides like your family and friends?
The food, if I'm gonna be honest, the food out here is
maybe
better.
I'm better.
Yeah, better, bro. Yeah. Like, the Hawaiian food is better out here, which is
what
crazy.
Like, Hawaiian food is better in Vegas than Hawaii.
Yes
why?
I don't know.
Like, probably the import of the,
like, foods. You think it's fresher? Maybe.
Maybe.
Like, one thing I can say that is not better is, like, the fish.
Yeah.
Of course, obviously. But, like, I don't know what it is. I feel like they take more. I don't know.
But, like, what food specifically are you talking about?
Just, like, everything you could find back home in Hawaii, you can find here, honestly. Except, like, there's, like, smoked meat and stuff. But that's, like, when the boys go out and hunt and, like, you know, they, like, actually catch that. And, yeah. There's, like, some, like, small foods, like, opihi. It's, like, kind of like a mussel almost, but, like, it's from the ocean, too. It's a bunch of, like, stuff that comes from, like, nature, honestly, that you can eat is what I miss, really. But other than that, I mean, like,
all the food comes from nature, no?
Yeah, but, like, this stuff is, like, straight, like,
oh, like directly. You mean like something that you would catch on the water and eat right away?
Yeah, like, oh, okay, straight. Okay, okay. Yeah, but honestly, everything you can eat in Hawaii, you can eat out here. So
damn, that's a hot take. The people are gonna be
that's all good, bro. Y'all can argue with me, but y'all don't live, like, out here, so you wouldn't know.
Wait, have you tried good Mexican food since you've been out here?
Oh yeah, that too. Yeah. Like, back home, it's just ass.
Because we don't have Mexicans in Hawaii.
Yeah.
I know, like, some of us look alike, but
but
there's no Mexicans in Hawaii. Like, I remember going to Hawaii and my cousin, ignorant as hell, but she was like, "Oh, what's the spiciest food y'all have here?" And it's like, they don't eat spicy food. Yeah. They're asking for spicy food. Like, I guess Mexican food, or like other. What other foods have you tried out here that you never tried before?
I feel like I've tried everything. I've just up here, it's like a better scale, you know, like it's more authentic. And like back home, fuck, we would eat like at a Mexican spot and be like, damn, this is good. You know what I mean? Then we come out here and I'm like, damn, this is good. You know, like, this is a real deal, bro. Then you go back home and you're like, shit, bro, this is trash, you know? Like,
yeah.
But, yeah, what else? What have I tried out here? Nothing really, like, new, you know? Like, but, yeah, I definitely think the food out here is way better.
Yeah, a lot of people sleep on Vegas food.
Yeah, bro. And, like, it's underrated. Something's always open. Like, oh, that shit kills me. Like, Uber Eats and stuff, bro. Back home, bro, you can't even go to, like, McDonald's past, like, 9 o'clock, bro. Yeah. And, like, everything else is closed already.
And a lot of shit's expensive there.
Yes, dude.
Like, even, like, chips and shit, like, it'd be mad expensive for no reason.
And, like, it's expensive.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah, bro. Just, boy, it's just so expensive, too. That's a hot topic, too.
Have you, have your parents or your family, like, do you have any brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I got a lot. I got, like,
that was a dumb
in
question.
Total, like, Hawaii, nine, so. Bro.
Nine?
Including, like, step. And I have no, like, real siblings. They're all, like, half in step.
Damn.
Yeah. But, yeah, I got, like, nine.
Did you grow up with all of them?
I did, but we're not. Most of my siblings are younger than me. Like, all my half siblings are younger than me, and my step siblings, I got three of them. They're one is 1 year younger, and the other two is older than me. But we don't really talk anymore. But I mean, like, I'd be, you know, I always wanted like siblings around my age because I was always growing up with like my little siblings, and I'm like, damn, bro, like, can't go out with you, you know, like, shit.
Run a two-man?
Yeah.
Run a two-man?
Run a two-man, bro. I was, like, 10 years old. Like, shit, bro. I can't do this, you know?
I mean, you can, but...
That's wild. No.
No, you run a two-man on a mother and daughter, yeah, like...
Mother and daughter, yeah. Yeah.
You coach, you coach a 10-year-old? Yeah. Did we go and say?
Yeah, no. Bro.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was just going to ask, like, have any of them thought about moving out here with you or stuff?
My parents want to move out here.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's just them trying to convince my siblings, honestly. Just, I don't know. I've been telling them, like, you'll love it out here. You know, you got, like, Sephora and shit out here. You don't have that back home.
There's no Sephora back home?
Nah, bro. Unless you go to, like, Oahu. Like, but the island, oh, my parents live on.
Where they live on?
Oh, Kauai. Same island, yeah. But they don't got shit over there, bro.
Damn, really?
You probably got like Walmart and Target. That's about
that's it.
And Costco. That's about it, bro.
Damn.
Crazy. But yeah, when they come up here and like visit and just go to the mainland, they're like, oh my gosh. You know, like there's so much stuff. And I'm like, just move up here. You can have this every day. You know what I mean? Like,
is it cheaper out here in Vegas?
Yeah. Yeah. It is definitely cheaper. Like housing and stuff back home is crazy, dude.
Yeah,
I think like I seen the median was like 1.5 mil or something.
Yeah,
like
back that. Yeah, back over there, I know that
median. That's crazy. Like,
yeah, it's insane. Cause when I was teaching in grad school, yeah, I had a lot of Hawaiian students, and a lot of them were like, yeah, I just don't want to move back home. Cause he's like, otherwise I'll just move in with my family. Cause it's way too expensive just to live by yourself.
Yes,
which is crazy. But
yeah, and that's the thing too. Like, bro, people are out there busting their ass and they're barely making it by, you know what I mean? Like,
what do you think causes that? All the people moving there from here?
Yeah.
Yeah, and gentrification.
Just, and just...
How do you guys feel about that? Like, genuinely, when someone from here moves there, like...
To me, like, I get it. You know, they're coming and they're taking it over. But I feel like if you're respectful about it, like, you can gain people. You know, like, if you're... Give respect, you're going to gain respect, obviously. But, like, people that come over there and, like, act like they've been living there their whole life and, like, try to change shit, that's when people get mad. That's when people, like...
What are you doing?
Get the fuck out, you know? Yeah. Like, who are you? You know what I mean? Like, but, like I said, if you come in respectful and, like, you generally get to know the people and all that, they're not too, like, crazy about it. But once you start, like, trying to switch, yeah, then people get mad. But, like, you got to figure out where they're coming from, bro. It's, like, see if you're on, like, a small little, like, city like this, you know what I mean? Like, where you grew up, and you just got new people coming in, like, taking over and changing shit, you know what I mean? Just watching people, like, you grew up with and stuff have to leave because they can't afford it, and you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, no, for sure. Like,
that's,
I get
like,
it.
Their home, bro. You
yeah,
know?
Exactly.
Like,
and it's not even just their home, but it's, like, we go back generations.
Exactly. Like
yeah. Our whole family is from here. Like, we know the community. Everyone's from here. And besides kicking them out to move out, it's just like when they try to change the rules or try to change the culture, and
yeah,
it's like,
all that
yeah,
shit.
From here, like, exactly. Like, I get it, you live here now, but it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, like,
they do it a lot in Mexico too, because that's
same,
a problem.
It's
like,
the same thing.
Same thing. And I think, I mean, I'm sure Hawaii is the same, where it's like when someone genuinely comes, like, with good intentions and they show respect, you love them more because you're like, oh, he knows the same.
Yeah.
She fucks with our culture.
For sure. Yeah.
And then when they come on some disrespectful shit, it's like, bro, like, what are you doing?
That's when you get beat up. You
yeah,
know what
exactly.
I mean? Like, but no, definitely, bro. Just be respectful. Like, you know, it's not that hard, bro.
Yeah.
Especially coming to somewhere that you know nothing about. Or like, that's what I'm going to say, too. Like, if you're going to come, like, at least research a little bit. Like, you know, just have some, you know.
Like what, though?
Like, the culture and just, like, how people are and what people like and dislike, you know what I mean? Like, you can tell, like, but, yeah, like you said, when you come on, like, some disrespectful shit, like...
What are some of, like, the biggest things, like, to not do when you visit Hawaii?
Just fucking talk shit to wine people in general, bro. Yeah.
So if I go over there, start talking in pigeons, a no-no?
I mean, you can talk pigeon, just don't say nothing bad, bro. They beat your ass up.
Have you seen that white guy that talks in a Jamaican?
Nah, I never seen that.
You be talking to the Jamaicans, like, in their accent, like, you can tell, like, they're like, the fuck? But they didn't actually start talking to him back.
They laugh at it.
Yeah.
Funny.
I don't know. I feel like it's hard. And yeah, like, I don't know. I got a lot of love for Hawaiians because I've always had, like, Hawaiian connection. Like, when I was in grad school, my professor was from Hawaii. A lot of the other people in our group was from Hawaii. So, no, I just, like, I fuck with
Hawaiians. Yeah, Hawaiian people are, like, some of the most solid people. You know?
Nah, for sure.
They got you, like, to the end, you know. But just do them good, they do you good. Simple, nah, bro. Like, if not, then...
How it should be.
Exactly. Yeah. Like you said, just be a good person, bro. Shit. Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Let the people know where they can find you, social media, all that stuff.
Buds and Baddies on Instagram. Buds and Baddies on everything. BUDZANDBADDIEZ. BudsandBaddies.com. It's Buds and Baddies, baby.
There you go.
What's the next drop going to be?
Next drop, we got sometime in July. We're not too sure yet. We got to send out all these orders, but... sometime soon, for sure. Just keep keep posted on the Instagram and join our SMS list, and you'll know for sure.
Let's go. Go shop at buzzandbaddies.com.
Shout out.
Let them know they can find you, Benji.
Instagram, Ocho Benji.
Go ahead and follow the Instagram page for the podcast. It's going to be onrun.pod. Follow my personal one. It's going to be at AKBTG. We're shooting this out of Silverback Studios. This is our new studio. If you're an up-and-coming content creator, if you got a clothing brand, if you're a business owner, it doesn't matter what it is. If you want to get your content right, editing, if you want to come shoot podcasts, whatever it is you want to get into, man, come tap in with us. We'll be happy to take care of you. Happy to work with you on all that. And as always, man, if you guys like the episode, go ahead and drop a like wherever you're listening this to. Rate the show on Spotify, subscribe on the YouTube, and we'll see y'all next week for another episode, man. Peace.